Hello and welcome to a Collector Box Light episode on the Comic Book Page podcast. My name is John Mayo. In this episode, I will be opening up a subscription box and discussing the contents. Box in front of me now is a Threads Z box. This is about 11 and a half inches by 7.5 by about 3.
Technically, it's a Threads Comics.
Threads Comics, okay.
Because they have just Threads and then Threads Comics.
Got it. And this has a couple of comics and a t-shirt?
5 comics and a t-shirt.
And how much was this?
$20.
$20. Shall we open it up?
Please.
And this is the one for,
it's number 2.
Issue number 2 is what it says, yeah.
Yeah, I want to say it shipped in, like, the end of September and qualified as what got to us in October. But I think they had a longer delay and rollout time for the first 2 boxes than they anticipated. It's supposed to be a monthly box, And it kind of rolled out every other month at first.
And we did the first one of these.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm liking the shirt. It's a red Flash shirt with kind of a distressed logo. So, very cool.
Yeah, and this was the box where I was hoping that if you got a shirt you liked, and at least one or two of the comics were comic books you liked, then it was money well spent.
Mm-hmm.
That was my barometer.
And this is a shirt I would wear.
Yes.
I've got a collection of red shirts that are, you know, geek-themed. Which is good, because that means when I do a load of red laundry, I've got plenty of shirts. All right. So, pulling the stack of comics out.
Now, it's supposed to be 5 comics. They had 2 different advertisements for the boxes, and one of them said at least 1 number 1 comic book. The other one said all 5 would be number 1s. So, because I've seen it advertised both ways, I'm always curious what will they actually get into the box.
Okay. This first one is Suicide Squad number 1. This is, the artist on this is Jim Lee, who's one of the, co-publishers at DC. And the writer is Rob Williams. And I, of course, have this issue, I've read this issue.
So it's a recent?
It is part of the Rebirth stuff.
Okay.
At the time the box came, recent-ish.
I'm just trying to gauge, are they putting in things from this year? Yeah, or?
Absolutely this year.
Okay.
Then the next one is Civil War II, The Fallen, number 1. This is also a recent one. Greg Pak, Mark Bagley. This is dealing with what happened to one of the characters during Civil War II. So this, too, is also a current comic.
And Greg Pak did the panel with you at Comic-Con.
So we've met him.
Yeah.
Good guy. I'm going to skip ahead one to the next one in the stack because it relates. It's Civil War II, The Accused, number 1. So somebody dies, and this is kind of the fallout from that in The Fallen. And then in The Accused, it's the murder trial of the guy who killed the other guy.
Yeah, okay, so the two...
Nice, the guy who died, I don't think thought so.
No, but nice that the two comics tie together so well.
Well, and these were ones that, frankly, I think... The release when they came out through the comic stores was a little off because by the time The Accused came out, I already knew how the trial ended.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's like seeing television show episodes out of order.
Yeah. Or, you know, watching the sports game after you know the score.
Yeah.
But again, these are, you know, good kind of standalone issues done in one, whereas Suicide Squad, again, good first or a first issue, whether it's a good one or not, I'd have to reread. So the other DC one is Deathstroke Rebirth number 1. Now, I want to point out the Suicide Squad has DC Universe Rebirth at the top, but I know it's Suicide Squad number 1 because of who's in it, and that's how they're branding all their Rebirth stuff. But Deathstroke Rebirth, this is actually part of the title, whereas here it's...
Part of the Rebirth event.
Yeah, or banner. Yeah. I wouldn't call it an event. But that's just confusing.
Yeah, it is.
This is another one again. All of these are ones that I've got.
So, but all of these are entry issues?
The Rebirth issues were kind of standalone issues, like with Deathstroke, between two Deathstroke volumes.
Okay.
So it's kind of that pivot point of getting from the old to the new. And they were a mixed bag. Some were better than others. The Suicide Squad, there was a Suicide Squad Rebirth number one that was between the new Suicide Squad title, new Suicide, quote, new Suicide Squad, unquote, title, and the new, quote, Suicide Squad, quote, title, which is the number one of.
Oh.
Because, like, that's not confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, three of these are, two of them are definitely standalone, I don't say standalone, done-in-one stories.
Okay.
In the context of the greater Civil War II event. One of them is a first issue of Suicide Squad. The other is kind of, again, that pivot point issue for Deathstroke. And then the fifth comic we've got here is The Walking Dead 157, the Whisperer War, part one of six. And I'm at least three or four issues beyond on that. So all of these reasonably current.
Okay, and while Walking Dead is not a first issue, it's the first of a mini-series.
No, it's the first of a story arc.
Okay.
Mini-series would be a standalone kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the Walking Dead arcs, it'd be like in a... Well, the Walking Dead doesn't have arcs where it's a done, the end, pick up a new story.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So
they, going back to the which of the two ads were more accurate... they're aiming for as many first issues as they can, but if they can't get you five first issues, then they started a story arc.
Yeah, they try to have good entry points, it looks like.
Okay. So, going back to my frequent thinking of if we weren't just getting a box for ourselves or for you, we know some teenagers who are going to be going off to college in the next year and like comic books. Would this be something that they might like receiving from their parents as a once a month, I don't want to say pick me up, but a once a month something to look forward to?
You know, that's a hard question for me to answer because if these were the only comics I'd gotten, I wouldn't really have context for the stories.
Mm. Okay. So they're not sufficient entry points?
It's not that they're not sufficient entry points. Again, the two Civil War II one shots are in the context of Civil War II.
Right, okay.
So if you don't have the surrounding events,
yeah,
you know, it's like having stories set, say, in World War II.
Yeah.
But you're like, well, what's World War II? And obviously,
if you're wondering that,
you failed history. But beyond that.
No, but it is a good analogy. Because if I don't know who are even grouped into the Allied powers and who are grouped into the Axis powers, then I'm confused.
You don't have the context in which the story makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
So for those two, again, that there's that. For Walking Dead, if you don't know who the Whisperer group is... They're like, well, why are they going to war? What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a good, I'm not even going to say re-entry point. Again, I've read all of these things since, like, Walking Dead, I've read from the beginning, not off the rack from the beginning. I got on board late. Deathstroke, I've read from his first appearance forward. Again, not off the rack initially because I got onto New Teen Titans about 2 years, 3 years into the run. But again, I've followed that character for decades. Suicide Squad, this take on the Suicide Squad, supervillains used for government ops, since that concept was first done in the 80s. And likewise, not only have I read all of Civil War II, I read all the other Civil War stuff, and I've been in the Marvel Universe. So I've got that context. So for me, okay, I can get this, but I've already got all these.
Yeah.
So for somebody, you know, if they just got these kind of dropped in their lap, it's hard for me to answer that.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, it's the holiday season. I'm trying to think through who would be a good person to just say, you know what, I've got this type of person on my gift-giving list. Maybe I send them one of these boxes or a three-month subscription and see if this is something they enjoy.
I think it's somebody, it would be a good gift for somebody who's not into comics but is... like on the verge of getting into comics, needs that little nudge or whatever, maybe.
What about someone who, I don't want to phrase them as having fallen out of comics, but someone who during one of those points when finances were tight and they cut their entertainment budget, cut down on comics.
If you've got somebody who isn't whole hog into comics, is open to reading comics.
The casual comic reader?
The fan of the comic properties on movie and TV.
Okay.
But not reading comics, this could be a really good thing.
Interesting. Okay, that's a great answer.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Because I know several people like that, and that is a very good answer.
Yeah.
I know several people, for instance, who watch The Walking Dead, but have never mentioned reading the comic book.
Well, Walking Dead has a TV show. Deathstroke showed up in Arrow. Suicide Squad has a movie and showed up in Arrow. The most of the characters dealing in the Civil War II stuff, the main ones, be it Daredevil in the Netflix show or the various Marvel movies and stuff, are out there. So if you've got somebody who's into all of that stuff and just hasn't gotten around to getting into comics, but seems like they'd be a good fit, yeah.
Okay, that's a great answer.
So, anything else on this box?
No, let's move on.
Okay, the box in front of me now is the Firefly Cargo Crate.
I think it deserves to be called a crate.
And this one is Beaumond.
I can't read that alien language, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exported from Beaumond with kind of a Chinese look, Chinese lantern sort of a thing on the side is the sticker.
Okay, I was trying to read it upside down. That would explain part of my problem.
Yeah, this is the...
Yeah.
This box is huge. It is 12.5 inches by 8.5 by 8.5.
Mm-hmm. Now, right off the bat, one of the things I like about it, they put a sticker on the outside that's supposed to give us a clue about the theme, which this time I'm failing. But what I love is that sticker should also be on the inside as yes.
We get item. The used sticker to personalize each individual box, as if the size doesn't, but also it's part of the theming.
Yeah, I just think that's cool.
All right, opening this up.
No clue.
The QMX Mini Master figure is Wash, the pilot.
I would like credit. I was going to guess Wash, and I was seeing the side of the box that shows his backside.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny, because typically they do the front and then the two sides, but to get his rear, yeah. I won't ask how you recognize that.
I don't know. That's why I thought it was funny.
And it's got him playing with the dinosaurs and stuff.
Oh, very cool.
So they do a good job with these. And this is, again, they theme each box after one of the characters. And, you know, getting the characters in the different ones, at some point I'll have enough to assemble the entire crew.
Well, and Wash and playing with the dinosaurs, that's just classic.
They pick good iconic moments.
Mm-hmm.
Kaylee with the parasol, stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, the shirt is a blue shirt with a 3x3 grid of the many faces of Wash. Okay, flabbergasted, terrified, angry, concentrated, tired, confused, blank, relieved. And these are wall-flying serenity. Oh, is there anything on the back? No.
No.
But nice shirt.
Yeah. And yeah, I'd say he did most of those expressions while flying.
Mm-hmm. So, cool.
Yeah.
All right, this next one's going to be a little challenging to get out of the box. So hang on a sec, and we'll be back when I get it out. Actually, that wasn't as hard as I thought. It is a Q-Fig Max Inevitable Betrayal playset of, I believe, the dinosaurs.
Oh, awesome.
And I believe it's the same, possibly the same two he's playing with on in the figure.
I think it is. That is very cool.
Maybe not. It's a different color, possibly, than the two, but they're close enough. It's basically got two dinosaurs in like the palm tree sort of a thing. So again, the sort of stuff that you would have found on his I don't say his dashboard, but you know what I mean.
Well, I think one of the most asked questions when Alan Tudyk does panels at conventions was, did you get to keep the dinosaurs?
And I believe his answer was no.
Yes, I think you're right. I wonder if Quantum Mechanics let him have a set of dinosaurs.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal is one of the quotes. It's the quote on both sides, which I'm pretty sure he had done at some point.
He did.
Fun character.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we've got a pin of Wash, and the quote is, I am a leaf on the wind.
Yes.
Which would be the only quote you could really go with for him initially.
Yeah.
There are others.
No, but that's one of his great piloting quotes.
All right. So we've got the sticker. We've got a con man bookmark slash door hanger thing. Yeah, like you'd have at a hotel. Nathan's side is play with me. And then Alan's side is quarantine.
Oh, and it advertises Con Man the game, which is available through the App Store and Google Play.
We've got four cards of the Saffron expansion for Firefly Flux card game. And we've got a series of postcards. Persephone, Higgins Moon, Hera, Beaumond, and then cardboard to make sure they don't get all smashed up, which is a thoughtful thing for them to do. And then we've got the Can't Stop the Signal magazine, How to Speak Mandarin, interview with Alan Tudyk, photos from people from the other boxes, and then what's in this box, kind of that answer key sort of a thing, which I always like. The other thing, though, I want to point out is the inside of the box.
Is it their bunks?
It's the cockpit.
Oh, nice.
So it's, we had talked at one point how I thought it'd be cool for them to do the different rooms, because normally it's the cargo hold.
Yeah.
And they seem to be starting to do that. So I think if you were somehow in this, the top of it would be kind of the roof of the cockpit, and then you've got the two seats and stuff like that.
That's very cool.
So I applaud them for the theming of the box.
Yeah, nice.
Again, big fan of the Firefly show and Serenity movie. Some point we'll do episodes on those. If you're fans of the show, this is a good box to get.
I agree.
So, anything else?
I think you're done.
The box in front of me now is the Marvel Collector Core box. The theme on this, as big bold letters tell us, is Doctor Strange. And the top has the face of Doctor Strange. Yeah. So again, they do individual boxes each month, which I appreciate. This is about 12 and a half inches by about 7 inches by about 7 inches. So another big box. And obviously themed for Doctor Strange. Open it up.
Open it up.
Now, I will say, before we get fully into this, because we've only gotten to the patch and the pin, we have not seen the movie yet.
True.
I don't think there'll be any spoilers. If there are, I will be upset.
Okay, if the movie stars a Funko Pop, then you're guaranteed to get a spoiler.
Every so often, I'll get a comment of, oh, how can you consider you're a fan if you haven't seen the movie? It's like, I've probably read more Doctor Strange comics than most of the people I know who have seen the movie. All right. So the patch has Doctor Strange, Marvel Collector Core. The pin is the Eye of Amagato, his pendant thing. That's you have no cool idea looking. What that is.
I have no idea what it is, but it's cool looking.
It's what in the comics allows him to kind of see things. It's one of his mystical amulet device thingies.
I want a mystical device thing.
It also makes for a nice little icon or whatever. The top of the box has him doing kind of the crossed hands, fingers out, kind of, you know, magic-y look, with the Eye of Amagato over place of his signature window with kind of bizarre stained glass kind of motif. Because that circle with kind of those off-centered crosshair type sort of a things arced, that's one in of itself. You just see his mansion with that window. It's, oh, it's Doctor Strange's place.
Mm.
Granted, it's up in the attic, but, you know, he's a mystic. He'll do his, you know, astral projection from there, because why not? All right. Setting the answer key aside, where we hopefully won't forget it. Unsurprisingly, it's a Funko Pop Doctor Strange shirt.
I told you the movie starred a Funko Pop.
Kind of a, what color would you say this is? Dark greenish almost? Slate? Bluish? Darkish. Hard to tell in this lightish.
That I will confirm.
It's a magical color that's otherwise indescribable.
Navy.
It's navy. It's a mystical navy, though. It's not a regular navy. All right. We have a Doctor Strange and the Sorcerer Supreme number one Marvel Collector Core cover with a Funko Pop. I actually just read this comic the other night.
Did the Funko Pop win?
He was not in it. It was the regular cover. And it's actually a good good issue, better than the preview they had in an issue Drew and I talked about at one point. We had reviewed an issue of Doctor Strange, and they had like a 8-10 page story leading up to it that was just what's going on here. But they did a much better job in the actual first issue.
Oh, that's good.
And I just read it the other night, but I'm also way behind on my reading, so it came out within the last 3-4 weeks. As we record this, who knows as of when they listen to this. All right, we've got a Funko Pop Doctor Strange. It's number 173.
Is he invisible?
It's a Marvel Collector Core exclusive, but he's...
gold?
Like a sparkly gold sort of thing, as if astral projection, maybe?
That's why I was guessing invisible.
So they could have clearly stated that. He's levitating.
Does All he right, only I, levitate in gold?
I've got to point this out, because on the back, they've got the what other characters are in this group.
Okay.
And pulling the ruler back out. It's 7 characters that are in a 2.5-inch square with a white background and white text with kind of a black outline around them. So the actual Doctor Strange levitating is like 1/2 inch across by maybe 1/4 inch tall.
Are you wishing for a magnifying glass?
This is ridiculous printing. I mean, I'm not a young man anymore, I will grant this. But I'm not the ancient one either. That's one of the characters.
Ah, okay.
They could have made this a lot easier to read.
You just want him to take pity on you.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know that it's levitation and not astral? The number? No.
I guessed, because I couldn't read the damn thing.
No. Number 173 is levitation. Number 175 is astral, but they're both gold.
He was sitting in this one. The other he looked to be standing.
Yes, I see. But how come it's not astral levitation?
I don't know.
Okay.
I couldn't read that.
No, they didn't print astral before levitation. They only print levitation. I'm asking if he's astrally levitating.
Astral projection is like your ghost self, if you will, your mind, your spirit, not your body. So almost by definition, you're going to be levitating?
I think this is an astrally levitating bobblehead.
It is a bobblehead.
2 points.
Okay, so you've got a yellow with a darker yellow highlights with a black outline around it. Again, the lighting in here is we got a ceiling fan with a light on it. That's what we're using for the light. It's not horrible, but it's not brilliant.
I'd like to note those light bulbs are probably 15 years old.
Those? No, they're newer. I've had to replace. But I've got a pocket LED light, which you've just heard click on. I had to click it a few times to get the really brighter side. Even with the brighter stuff, this is, I mean, it's readable now, but that's insane. I mean, I've got to have a really bright light on it fairly close to make out that he's really sitting versus he's standing in the other one I guessed before. Yes, I'm getting old. I've gone blind. I recommend all listeners who really enjoy this podcast, whatever research on preserving, saving my eyesight, because if I go blind, I'm not reading comics. I'm just putting that out there.
That's very true.
All right, shall we go for the other item?
I'm just saying that a blind man will not give a first-hand impression of the art in the comic books. Keep going.
If I go blind, the podcast may end. I couldn't find the record button.
Just helping. No, the record button might be in Braille.
On like a portable device, but on Skype?
I was helping.
Not really. Guess what? It's another Doctor Strange themed item. They're
hitting the
all
theme.
For all this time. It's a pop ceramic mug where you could basically, if you put, I don't know, soup or whatever in it, eat out of Doctor Strange's head, because that's not disturbing on some level.
So this has an iZombie feel to it?
No, well, it depends what you put in there. Yeah, it's a nice looking mug, don't get me wrong. But the whole concept of, again, eating out of his head, kind of weird. Eye of Amagato at the bottom of the box and on the two inner sides.
I see.
Normally they've done a lot more different pieces of art. Here they've got one main piece of art, another that's just kind of a geometric pattern sort of a thing, and then the Eye of Amagato on the other ones repeated at different sizes, which is fine. But it, for a character that's been around since the 60s and has a fair amount of art they could have picked, a little surprising. Because some of this, I'm not sure where they got that image on the inside of the box. It feels fairly recent, like potentially even done for the movie or a tie into the movie. So it's not like they dug into the archives. So what I like about this is the answer key tends to tell, okay, here's how we design the pop vinyl, the shirt and those sorts of things. And give just a little bit of background on the stuff, which is kind of cool. And then it also has a the equivalent of a full page ad for next time, which should be a lot of fun. It's going to be the X-Men, and the X-Men they're showing are Kitty Pryde with Lockheed, Beast, Storm, Iceman. I've got to clarify, it's Iceman the Elder, probably, because the teenage Iceman has been pulled from the past into the present, so there's two Icemen, Iceman, Ice Boy, I guess, and Wolverine. What's interesting is this is the classic Wolverine Logan, not Old Man Logan, not X-23. And there's talk of the X-Men getting kind of a, for lack of a better term, a rebirth, where they basically rejuggle all the titles again. We get an X-Men Blue, X-Men Gold title, and a bunch of other ones. Kind of repositioning them in the Marvel Universe. But this implies Kitty, who's been hanging around with the Guardians of the Galaxy, potentially could be back as an X-Men, and same with Wolverine. More likely, they just grabbed a nice piece of X-Men artwork from years past and said, hey, let's use this. I doubt it's indicative of changes to the X-Men franchise coming up, but since there are changes to the X-Men franchise coming up, it is a possibility. So, yeah. Anything else on this one?
I think you're good.
Okay, so we've gotten to that point where we hit Arctify, and typically I mock the bright, shiny, silvery package, but they had sent an email this time around that they were very proud of their brand new packaging for this subscription that's just a t-shirt every time. So excited that apparently they sent a sample packaging to me. I think they had intended for it to actually contain a shirt, which it did not. It's one where it's now a 3-inch by about 12-inch kind of a pouch kind of thing with a sticker that's supposed to hold it shut. The sticker did not withstand that, and it arrived empty.
See, I was the one who went to pick it up. As I walked through the door of the UPS store, they actually greeted me with, there's a problem with one of your packages, and it's more than just a guess. We're really sure you're not going to be happy.
I'm quite curious. Well, I emailed them, said, hey, this is a problem. I didn't have to even, you know, photograph the thing showing it clearly was not right, empty, which I appreciated, but I was prepared to do that if I needed to. I don't think this was an isolated case.
You know,
but they promptly sent a replacement one that came within a few days.
What intrigues me, though, is it came postal service. Frequently, when I've had envelopes that were accidentally opened by the postal service, they've come inside like a plastic bag that the postal service sealed that envelope in with a, hey, somehow in our system, this envelope came open and we think something may have fallen out of it, and we're alerting you to the fact that while it was in the postal system, the envelope came open. This had no such acknowledgement from the postal service that, well, this came open.
The problem with this packaging as I see it is it's very clearly sealed at the bottom. It's able to be opened at the top, or is open at the top. And then it's a fold-in kind of a deal, and then they've got just a sticker holding it together. A sticker that's clearly not up to the task and is not a postal tape kind of a thing. Now, this came empty, and then within 5 days, I had the replacement.
Arctify, yeah, they get bonus points for how quickly and easily they dealt with replacing it.
Now, that other package was also partially open, and I don't think would have taken too much more wear and tear for it to have completely popped open potentially, and again another shirt lost in the mail.
Yeah.
So pardon me as I open this up. Now what's interesting is the one that actually had the shirt had a box inside the packaging, which gives it a certain degree of protection. So apparently that entire you know what, and that gives it enough weight that if it got jostled or whatever, it could just knock itself out of the packaging.
Yeah, and that may be slick enough against the slick interior of the package to easily slide right out.
Yeah. So it's
a nicely themed piece of cardboard.
Well, it's an actual kind of like a cardboard, almost, I want to say Pringles box or whatever. It's about 9 inches. It's a hexagon of sorts with the Arctify logo at the top and the bottom. And in this case, clearly themed for Doctor Strange. Okay, so starting at one point, I am hashtag I am Arctify.
Mm-hmm.
On one of the six sides. Two sides of them have the Arctify logo on the adjacent sides. Again, I'm going around the box. Opposite the I am Arctify hashtag is what looks like a 60s style kind of Doctor Strange image.
I like the art there.
Same here. It's classic stuff. Can't place the artist off the top of my head, but it is. It feels like one of the better known Marvel artists.
It's a good emotional, moving, in terms of motion filled shot.
I think it's from one of the comics, is what I'm saying. Not one of the early ones, but probably 70s, 80s.
Very cool.
But what gets me is the other two sides.
Mm.
We got the Marvel logo. We got three panels with kind of the speed lines going out the ends and nothing in the center. It's like, wow, kind of an explosive sort of panel, and they're empty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now if you had one of them, it's like somebody just vanished.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of funny. So actually, pulling the shirt out, we've got a blue shirt with a head and shoulder shot of Doctor Strange with a bizarre kind of purpley shadow, and of course the Doctor Strange name below it. Not one of my favorite Arctify shirts.
No, part of that is that the art has a very teal color to it, which just isn't one of my favorite colors.
Yeah, part of it is the choice of colors. Part of it, though, is when they've had some really good shirts, like the Black Panther one.
Yeah.
They've had some great shirts.
Yeah.
This is good, and I appreciate them sending a replacement since the other one didn't make it.
This reminds me of some of the 80s posters, maybe even 60s posters, that I almost expect to see the BAM and the POW next to.
It doesn't have quite that pop culture Batman 66 style, but it does have a 60s or 70s kind of a vibe to it, so I'll grant you that.
Yeah, whereas a lot of the shirts they've sent have felt very now, very current.
Yes.
Very, I almost want to say, cutting edge by comparison to this.
Yeah. And again, this isn't bad, but not something that's one of those, ooh, I've got to wear this right now kind of thing.
Well, the other thing is the blue that this shirt is, it's not navy, it's not vibrant or bright blue. It's not a blue on positive I would match with blue jeans.
It's one that would be hard to match with blue jeans.
So that just makes it one of those shirts that wouldn't be the first shirt I went to grab.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good, but
yeah,
not a home run.
But like you said, it's the first shirt from them that hasn't been just an instant hit with us.
Yeah.
And given we're still paying under $13, I think it's around $12.50. Including shipping.
Yeah, for the price of it, I'm okay with an occasional miss if it's just once a year or twice a year kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Again, kudos to their customer service for getting a replacement shirt out so quickly.
Yeah.
And with no fuss. It's just, hey, it came empty. They're like, give us your mailing address and your size so we can confirm that kind of a thing. And it was out instantly.
Well, and if people don't give feedback on the packaging, how things are arriving, etc., they have no way of knowing.
Well, I like the cardboard packaging. I don't mind the other one if they can keep it sealed. I think using a sticker to seal it was the mistake. If they can make it securely packaged, it's still easy to open. I'd be good with it. I would say the problem I had with the other one was it was just a really shiny reflective silver, and this is kind of a shiny black. But mm-hmm. not highly reflective because of that. If they had simply gone with this color in the old style packaging, I'd have been okay too.
Yeah.
Because the other one looked like an astronaut meal or just, you know, an emergency mirror flare kind of a thing.
Yeah. But going back to, I thought the cardboard was really awesome.
It gives them a little bit more time or space for theming and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they used it well.
Yeah, they did.
And it seemed to protect the shirt and stuff. So I appreciate, I thought it was good packaging. Anything else on this one?
I think you're good.
Okay, the box in front of me now is a Z box. It is 11 inches by 7.5 by, we'll say 4.5. It definitely looks to have gotten some battle damage in the shipping.
It comes from Europe.
It clearly got, I think, something heavy on top of it and something with like a sharp thing.
Yeah, it's got gouge mark. It's a $22 box. I think now it comes from Jersey Islands. For a while, it was coming from Spain. It's really the international box of our collection.
And we think the theming on this was?
DC, I'm 90% sure.
All right.
Now, if you open it and you see a Marvel item, I take back my 90%.
We'll find out. I'm pretty sure it's DC because the inside of the box has a lot of ha 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 like the Joker.
Oh, good.
So, first thing is a white t-shirt with kind of actually the art from the inside of the box, except in color. A very scribbly ha 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 kind of Joker face in green with the ha 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 getting the eyes, the mouth. Red ha 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 and a white area for the teeth. And then a cityscape, presumably Gotham. So, kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, given the character it is, it makes sense in a creepy kind of way.
It fits the character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know that I would go around wearing that.
I think back when our wizard world was falling on Halloween, that might have been an appropriate shirt.
I think there are times, maybe, but just by and large, I tend to go more with the hero shirts and stuff than the villain ones.
Very true. Very true.
It's not a bad shirt. It's just personal taste. Next up, we have a Suicide Squad doll thing. I'm not sure even how to phrase this. It's like a fabric kind of a thing of Harley Quinn, Daddy's Little Monster from the movie. It's
About 5-6 inches?
6.5-ish. The face is oddly kind of realistic looking in a
creepy way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Harley, though, so kind of makes sense.
She doesn't stand up. She's not going on your desk.
The feet are very...
Her nose is hard. That's what the bonking was. So you can't stand her up on your desk. Just free float.
I don't think you would do that with a fabric one anyways. The coloring of the hair looks too much like the skin tone. That throws it a little off, too. And the fact that the face is its own kind of stitch thing is a little creepy in and of itself, particularly given what the Joker's done with his face at one point. And if you don't know, don't ask.
No, this is definitely creepy Harley, not a sexy Harley.
Well, and also the proportions are just kind of weird. The head and the torso are all about the same size, yet the feet and the hands are kind of
Mongo.
Stubby.
Yeah.
So there's that. Next up, we've got a pair of Superman socks, predominantly red at the bottom, but then they've got the belt, the S, and they have capes.
Ooh.
Because people need capes for their socks.
See, I might need caped socks for those superhero moments.
Well, those are the sorts of things I would have expected to get in a Superman hero box.
Yes. A bat signal?
Yeah, a bat signal, projection torch or
keychain.
Flashlight kind of keychainy thing.
Yeah, work on your British. Can you not push the button through the plastic?
I couldn't find the button through the plastic.
Yeah.
That's actually not bad.
I like that.
Doing it, it's fairly round. It's clearly the bat signal.
Yeah.
I may have to take that, toss that into my work bag, have that at the office. Just, oh no, we need help. Shine the bat signal.
There you go. I like it.
There's actually a wall kind of near where I am that it would work on, I think. Be kind of funny. Okay, moving the box out of the way. All right, we've got a Suicide Squad number one issue. We got one of these in one of the other boxes.
Threads Comics from the same company.
Interesting, because it's the same issue.
Is it the same cover?
I believe so, because it's not a variant. Yeah, same thing.
Interesting.
So I now have 3 copies of that. I need to track write down which ones of these we got from which box and see how that plays in on some of the sales figures. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's just that first issue did really well, and this explains a little of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next up is a poster of...
A wanted poster?
A wanted posted for Harley Quinn.
Oh, nice. Looks like someone graffitied it.
Yeah, and it's very much the movie version, so... I've ordered the movie on Blu-ray. We never got around to seeing it in the theater. I ordered the non-3D version. I could probably talk to Amazon and upgrade it if I thought I needed to, but I don't really think I need to. And then the answer key booklet, which has the same art from the shirt. This is box 20 for ZBox, apparently, or it's at least number 20 of this magazine. They've got stuff on DC Rebirth, an ad for their shirts.
Yeah, they have a lot of shirts on the Zavvi site.
I'm going to see if there's anything and stuff of what's coming up from DC for 2017. More talk in the movies and stuff than anything else. So what's interesting is on the back, the Showdown of the Century has the Marvel versus DC, Avengers versus Justice League, actually, stuff. So you were thinking that was the next theme?
Yeah.
Definitely on board for that. ZBox is one that we tend to just sample periodically. And, you know, as they have really cool stuff, we consider it. This one, again, they hit the major properties that if you're reading either the comics or following the TV and movie stuff, you'd be familiar with. Anything else on that one?
No, I think we're good.
The box in front of me now is the Wizard World Comic Con box, to which you're thinking, didn't you cancel that, John?
Yes, I am thinking that. But I kind of sort of maybe know the answer.
I did.
No,
I think.
You did.
Didn't I?
Well, since this came,
I've
you
done
really
it since.
Did. Before this came, you really thought you did.
I would say before going and subscribing to any subscription box, go to their FAQ, because I guarantee you almost all of them say somewhere in there, oh, you can quit at any time. Just go to your account page and click the quit button. What they don't always tell you is when you go to your account page, once you've signed up, there often is no quit button.
It's amazing how often I've had to go through the email, the customer service rep people, and they're, well, like with Zavvi, which I like the ZBox, but I don't like every theme. So I'm a frequent quitter, and I feel bad about that.
I wouldn't.
But I'm sure if they look at my account history, I quit 3 times a year. I also buy 7 or 8 times a year.
But they should be thankful for the buying, not that you don't subscribe every time, and they should make it easier for you to give your money when you want to.
If they made it easier for me to opt out, I would be more inclined to opt in the future. But I'm starting to get to the point where opting out is so much trouble on some of these sites that I think twice about opting in.
Well, and that was one of the things that kind of annoyed me.
And going back to Zavvi, I will say it is very easy with customer service to say, I'm ready to cancel. And they say, okay, you're canceled. But you have to make sure you know when they do the automatic billing and that you're following that.
Well, and I wound up emailing the people running this, which is, I think, Midtown Comics in New York.
Interesting.
Not Wizard.
Well, and that may explain why we've never seen a booth for them at Wizard.
I think it does, but it's if you're advertising, if the name of the thing is Wizard World Presents Comic-Con Box,
yeah.
When you go to a Wizard World convention, you would expect to see a booth of these boxes.
Yeah,
or at least don't. Or at least how to sign up.
Or at least some of the boxes or how to sign up at the Wizard World store at the convention. So maybe not their own booth, but at the Wizard World booth.
So anyways, this is probably the last one of these we're getting. Let's see. Box is 11.5 by 9 inches by 4 inches.
As I recall, it's a $25 box. It's got a theme every month. Not that I ever remember the theme. And it's supposed to be a convention in a box.
Yeah, but I've always felt the themes were a little loose.
Yes.
So opening this one up, we start with a t-shirt.
Now, this is the October box, so I'm expecting Halloween-y, horror-ish.
This is the Princess Bride. Fesnik has a posse. I am the Brute Squad. I guess he was the Andre the Giant character?
Yes.
All right. Even knowing the movie, I didn't think the theming was particularly brilliant or recognizable. Next, we've got another one of these square plush fabric-y things that's Spock. It's like a hacky sack kind of a thing, except themed and more cubic.
And cute.
It's okay.
He's scowling, but he's cute.
We've got a Army of Darkness. Let's see, a Superstars. I'm not even sure. Lost in Time Ash. When I can't tell what the name of the series is.
Ash versus Evil Dead?
Well, I know it's an Army of Darkness character. Oh. My point is the line of toys.
Oh, I see.
It's Ash with the chainsaw in the hand and so forth. Very kind of cartoony style, and it's only about 3 inches tall or something. Series one, number two is the figure on the side. So you like the Spock?
I like the Spock.
Good.
Does he have a friend? Because
I think we've got a Kirk to go with it.
Well, I'm not as big a Kirk fan, but I can set these two up to be feuding. Oh, I'm actually kind of relieved. Okay, so maybe this is like a identification of the character or something. At first, I thought this was an age range that these were for, and I was afraid that it was saying Spock was made for 2 to 5 year olds, and that my maturity level was showing. But this one says 01-5.
Oh, you were looking at the item code. I'm like, how are you misreading the word Spock? I think my eyesight's not the one in question anymore.
No. In the pink box. Thank you. Okay, so you can still find me an Uhura. I don't need the green one.
They're kawaii cubes, and we've gotten one or two of these before. The thing is, if I want a small representation of these characters or whatever, I'd rather get a small figure.
True. There's a Scotty and there's a somebody who's bald.
I would think maybe Picard.
Oh, Picard. Picard okay. And oh, Data. Okay, I'll take Picard and Data.
And then the Orion.
Yeah, I don't need an Orion.
Or actually, it could be the computery guy in the new Trek stuff, except these look to be old school.
These are kind of cute for my desk. Did you get VHS?
It looks about the size of a two-pack VHS thing. But it is the Walking Dead card game based on the hit TV series by Cryptozoic, the card game, not the series.
Just checking.
2 to 6 players in hero mode, 3 to 10 in survival mode. 15 and up takes 10 to 30 minutes. So if you're really wanting to play a card game to see what it's like to survive the zombie apocalypse, there's yeah. Your chance.
Yeah, well, you know. I think hero mode has a better name.
Than just survival?
Yes.
One you want to win, the other you just don't want to die, I guess.
I guess.
All right. We've got a Batman number 1 as part of the DC Universe Rebirth stuff. Does not look to be a variant cover. Again, I've already got this, but not a bad one to put in the box.
Nice art.
Well, and it's Batman. You know what I mean? It's going to sell well. It's something that people getting this, hey, maybe I should get back into Batman or something.
Yeah. Now, well, they have Gotham guests at a lot of their conventions. So not a perfect tie-in to their conventions, but a loose tie-in.
But it's not their conventions as part of it. Midtown versus...
Yeah,
okay. My point is, Batman is the most bankable superhero, at least in terms of comic sales and so forth. Generally considered to be quite cool.
Yeah.
Now, we've got one more item in the box. And this is one, it's like, really? This is in this box? This just strikes me as odd, and I don't know that I would use just on principle.
Okay, it's a zombie Star Trek. I'm trying to tie everything together. I have no idea.
I've got it kind of face down, so I don't know the theming of this.
Okay.
But I can't imagine it's going to be good. It is Amarok Spirit Fire Jalapeno Hot Flavor Beef Stick. So that's right, we got 2 beef sticks in a subscription box.
It's part of your Comic-Con survival kit.
Crack out the light.
Is it poisonous?
It's made with premium grass-fed beef. Beef used, no added hormones or antibiotics, which is good. No gluten, soy, or MSG. That's actually rather interesting, because you'd be amazed how many of these have gluten.
That's very true.
Now, of course, it's got jalapeno, which knocks it out for a completely different reason.
But it's not poisonous. I'll give them credit.
And it is good through July of next year. Let's see. Beef broth, water, sea salt, encapsulated citric acid, brown sugar, dried jalapeno peppers, celery juice, powder, black pepper, ground jalapeno peppers, red pepper, dehydrated garlic, and coriander. And it's 2 ounces. It's manufactured by Super Powered Nutrition, LLC. U.S. inspected and passed by Department of Agriculture EST.2929. I don't think that means established in 2929, but who knows? Maybe it does. Because that fills me with confidence.
That's your time-traveling beef jerky.
And the funny, the beef sticks, to look at them, don't reek of, oh my god, this is going to be spicy hot with jalapenos. That's probably the scariest part of it.
You wondered how The Walking Dead became The Walking Dead? I now have the theory.
Serving size is One package. How many servings per container? One. Reading packages like this is not something I do just during opening of subscription boxes, but every time I go to the grocery store, because with the food allergies and such.
And he is always this entertaining.
If you would like your own Spirit Fire Jalapeno Hot Flavored Beef Stick, you too can go to www.areyousuperpowered.com. If I had this jalapeno stuff, I think I know what my superpower would be, and it would not be for polite company.
Did they spell out R-U or letters?
www.areyousuperpowered.com.
Just checking. I didn't know if they were part of the texting generation.
No, that's actually a very fair question. Actually, I'm curious what else they've got, if they've got something that's not jalapeno flavored. Because, like I said, finding these sorts of beef stick that is gluten-free, not that easy.
Very true.
Hormel used to make a really good, like a salami stick or whatever, but they stopped that years ago, and I loved those. Those were a good snack to munch on or whatever while I was editing podcasts.
Yeah.
Again, not what I would have expected to see in a subscription box.
No. Though I think Spirit Fire does actually sum up jalapeno hot flavor.
That's, fair enough.
That's a good... abbreviation.
Again, this is one we've canceled based on what's on it. The two Trek cube things, probably the coolest of the bunch. This is one that I'm fine not getting again.
Yeah, I agree.
So, we're good with this?
We're good.
The show notes and forum for this podcast can be found at www.comicbookpage.com under the podcast and forum sections of the website. Please email us at theguys@comicbookpage.com and let us know what you think of what was discussed in this episode. Thanks for listening.